Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I'm treading on somewhat delicate ground here because there's the possibility this might seem to be a bit morbid in my thinking today, but I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be morbid. I hope it's inspiring. I hope it's helpful in terms of your productive life, the practicalities of getting stuff done. But the topic today is one that could be interpreted as being somewhat morbid because I want to talk about photographers who are no longer with us. I've been involved with photography long enough now to watch a number of my friends and Lenswork published photographers pass on to that eternal darkroom in the sky, or as Ansel Adams used to call it, the final wash. Let's face it, life is fleeting, and the march of days is relentless. And our opportunities to create artwork and to express ourselves through our photography are limited. It's a reality that every one of us has to know is inviolable. I bring this up partly because I've been absorbed with a Spanish classical piano composer that I'd never heard of before until just recently, named Isaac Albéniz. And I absolutely have fallen in love with his work. I've listened to it hours and hours and hours over the last month or so. Fascinating stuff. And I'm very definitely inspired. But of course, when you discover someone like this, you want to know more about them. So I did a little research and read some bio information and whatnot, and was fascinated that he died at age 49. He was born in 1860. Died at the age of 49 from Bright's disease. Now, I had never heard of Bright's disease, but it's basically, fundamentally, it's kidney failure. So at 49 years old, he dies of kidney failure, but he leaves behind this incredible collection of wonderful classic compositions for piano and for guitar in particular. And like I say, I've just been absorbed with it over the last month or so since I first heard it in a local concert. Fascinating work. And I immediately found myself feeling a sense of gratitude that I had a chance to find his work and listen to it and enjoy it. But at the same time, sort of sad that the guy died at age 49. Who knows what brilliant work he didn't complete before his untimely death. And that got me thinking about how that applies not only to all of us, but to so many photographers I've known over the years. It's amazing, as I look back, the number of times a photographer has told me about a project they're looking forward to doing, only to run out of time, and the work is undone. I guess that leads me to ask a rather difficult question. If we don't produce our work now, who knows if we'll be able to produce it in the future? If not now, when? Let me share a few examples. Again, not to be morbid, but to sort of mourn the loss of what could have been. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that one of my favorite photographers of all time is Oliver Galliani. And I had a chance to meet and work with Oliver on numerous occasions, and he was just such a terrific guy. And the last time I saw him, he was all excited about a book project he'd decided to do that was going to be abstracts and other work from Italy. He'd been a number of times, and he'd been photographing and wanted to do this book and wanted to share the images that he was collecting and whatnot. And in addition to being inspired by his enthusiasm, now keep in mind he was in his 80s, and in some failing health. Matter of fact, he'd had sort of health difficulties a good portion of his life because of tuberculosis. But now in his 80s, he was excited about this book project that he was putting together for his work from Italy and showed me a bunch of prints. And I immediately recognized that even the relatively small 8x10 prints he was showing me were all out of focus. He didn't know it. His eyesight was failing, and he was having difficulty focusing not only the camera but the enlarging lens, and his work just wasn't up to snuff. And we had a conversation about that, and he had decided that he would get some help in order to try to get everything in focus in the darkroom, etc. But unfortunately, before the book project could be completed, he passed away. I've seen some of those images. I've actually published some of those images in Lenswork. It would have been a fantastic book. And his sensitive and creative eye could have made a wonderful publication with some marvelous photographs. But he ran out of time. And I can't help but being a little sad about that. The next example I want to bring up is Kevin Raber. A lot of you probably knew Kevin Raber or knew of Kevin Raber because of his association with Michael Reichman and the Luminous Landscape website, and then later his own website, PhotoPXL. Kevin passed away unexpectedly. He was a relatively young man in what appeared to be pretty good health, but he had a series of strokes and passed away not long after I had had a chance to visit him and spend a few days talking photography and sharing work. And one of the things that Kevin told me at that time was that he was so excited about a new project that he was going to do that involved producing a new work on a regular periodic basis and sharing it not only on his website, but it would be a way for him to complete a body of work over a period of time. I think, I may be remembering this wrong, but I think he said he was going to do a new print every week, or was it a new print every 5 days, or something like that. He had a schedule, the point is, that he was going to produce this new work on a regular basis. And then he ran out of time. And who knows what work we'll never see because he wasn't able to produce it. That makes me sad. If not now, when? And rather than just leave it as a downer, I want to try to give you some idea about an inspiration that might be helpful, and that's the loss of my friend Chris Anderson, who we published in Lenswork with a fascinating body of work he called Clouds. And what a great testament to the idea, if not now, when. Chris was a wedding photographer. And he had been for years, and he was very, very good at it. But in his heart lived an artist who wanted to produce work that was personally expressive, personally motivated, like so many people I know who make a living with their camera as a commercial photographer, wedding photographer. He wanted something other than that for his photography, because what got him involved in photography to begin with was photography as a personally expressive art medium. Well, he was a busy guy. He had a family, he had children, and time was difficult. But he had completed this wonderful body of work about clouds that had a fascinating story behind it, and it's simply this, that as a part of his wedding business out in his backyard, he had several locations that were set up specifically for photographing brides for their pre-wedding photographs. And oftentimes he would find himself in the backyard with his camera ready to go, but the bride is not quite ready. She's putting on her hair or makeup or dress or whatever the case may be. And so he had a few moments to just stand in the backyard and wait patiently for his client, the bride, to show up. And in one of those moments, he got to thinking about the clouds that were passing overhead above his house. And they were fascinating shapes and different kinds of cloud structures, and he began photographing them and produced this absolutely wonderful body of work of clouds, sort of semi-abstract, beautiful work, done when he had a minute or two or five to stand in the backyard and just look up. He didn't have to travel anywhere. He didn't have to set aside time to be a photographer. He took advantage of the opportunity that he had to make a wonderful body of work, which looked great in Lenswork, and he was so proud of it. And I was so inspired by the fact that he had created something in these little moments that were available to him. It's the perfect answer to the question, if not now, when? He found time that he could use and how grateful I am that he made that body of work, that we were able to publish it in Lenswork. And if he hadn't found those moments to be creative, he would have never produced the work. He would have never had the opportunity to share it with all of us through Lenswork. So when faced with the question, if not now, when, his answer was quite simple. Now, in the time that he has available, in the location where he found himself. And what a beautifully inspiring story Chris has left us long after he lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. We're all mortal. We all know it. We all are passionate about photography and about our art. That's a given. So when it comes to producing your art, if not now, when? I hope the examples from these creative individuals provides inspiration. It does for me. It makes me want to dig out my camera and go photographing this afternoon, or sit down in front of the computer and produce some images that are still waiting in the queue. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if photography wasn't important to you. I guess what I'd like to impart is that your photography is important to others, too, and that it's a marvelous gift we each have the ability to give if we do our work, if we finish our work, if we find the time and complete it, and if not now, when?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.